Evening, and Dan Gannadon is the man in the saddle, the Launceston Guineas tomorrow night. He's a short price favourite. He's drawn a good gate and it looks another really nice race. And he joins us. Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Always exciting good. When you get a partnership with an exciting galloper like Alpine Wolf. Did you know from the first time you sat on him that this could be a special horse?
I was fortunate enough to sit on him one morning in a jump out, probably last December. At that stage, he was a horse that was a very mature-looking horse that didn't know a lot, but you could just tell from day, from day dot that he had something. You know, terrific mover, great attitude. Just sometimes they feel like they've got that little bit extra, and that was the case with him. Unfortunately, he has sort of taken a step with each run. To try and show more and more of that.
He looks like he can do a few things wrong in his races. You rode him brilliantly last start in the Tassie Guineas. You put him up on the speed. Is he a horse who's still learning his caper?
Yeah, he is. Obviously, he won his first two races pretty straightforwardly, but going to those feature races with a bit more pressure on, it just exposed him a little bit of his inexperience. So we elected to put winkers on him. He had a jump out and winkers between his sort of 1400 metre run and the mile, and it just sharpened him up tactically and made my job much easier.
He steps out to the 2100, which the way he finished off the mile last start, it looks like will suit him down to the ground. How do you think about the extra distance?
Obviously, it's a query. There's always a little bit of fear of the unknown. I think bloodlines-wise, I think there's enough to suggest that he'll stay. He's got a pretty relaxed demeanour. So I'm hopeful. Maybe he mightn't be a genuine stay, but three-year-old company, I think his class will carry him.
Would you like to ride him a little quieter with that step out in distance tomorrow?
Oh, I think I'd just ride him where he's happy. That's the honest truth.
Yeah.
I just where he lands. Obviously, he's the one that they're going to have their eyeballs on, so I wouldn't want to make it too complicated, but I'll just think that led by him. If he steps as well as he did in the Tasmanian Guineas, I'll elect to just roll him to the first couple. If he doesn't, I'll just take what's given.
Expect him to win?
I do. I don't think that's not a really outlandish comment. He's $1.60, and that's what he's probably entitled to be. Mm. This one's probably got a lot different build up than the last race where it was the match race and there was a bit there was a lot of hype and thing. This one looks very straightforward racing. We know isn't always straightforward, but that's how it feels. So my job's just to get my horse to do his best, and if he does that, I think he'll win.
We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll get to see him over here on the mainland as well. It'll be great to see another Tassie star make the trip across. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael.